Hey, welcome to this week's podcast. I'm going to make this short because we've got a long set here. I think it's 8 songs from the Pandoras. I love Kim from the Muffs, and she said, we want to do a live set. They were in town just back from Europe, 2 days in New York. And I said, sure, I would let this lady do anything. One of my favorite songwriters, as we've talked about a million times. Okay, I'm not making it short, and that's what I promised. Here's a live set from the Pandoras. They've got a new EP coming out, and I'm going to play it on my show next week. So if you're curious, I think it sounds really, really good. So tune into my show next week. Questions, Michael S. at WFMU.org. Here's live music from the Pandoras.
For our board op Jordan and our assistant board op Todd Afonik. Todd, for helping us. I'm just going to go into this. Is that okay with you, buddy?
We're ready if you are.
We are. All right. I say we're ready. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Hi.
Pandoras, welcome to WFMU. I know you guys just got back like off an airplane moments ago, and a lot of driving and picking up junk and broken stuff and traffic and Chris Christie in New Jersey and everything.
Oh, yeah, we hit his big old fat body. I almost said dead, but he's not dead.
Did you guys kick Europe's ass?
We kicked their ass.
And
we
take good names as well.
I'm hearing you louder than me. You're on fire. Let's start off with playing one or two songs, and then I'll chat with you, and we'll get to know each other. And
awesome,
it'll be fun. What do you got first up here?
We wanted to do a little ditty called "Haunted Beach Party."
One of your number one hits.
I don't know about that, but hold on.
Take my word for it.
I got a tune.
Kim's tuning.
Oh, we got Hillary on the drums back there, right?
Right, Hillary Burns.
Hello.
We got Karen on the bass.
That's
Karen
me.
Blakefield Bassett on bass.
Melanie is playing the keyboards.
I am.
Melanie Vammon.
And Kim is playing the soon-to-be-tuned guitar.
Kim Shattuck on soon-to-be-tuned guitar.
I'm glad you guys made it.
Yeah, I didn't think I would.
We almost didn't.
We've played every day since we left.
So
for the past
so our travel day
weeks.
Was our day off.
Yeah.
But we don't feel sorry for you.
We should. We haven't slept much.
You
don't need to feel sorry for us.
Yeah, good.
We're covered in mosquito bites, though, from Milan for some reason. So, you know, little malaria, whatever.
Did you have the Milano cookies, the Pepperidge Farm cookies?
We could get those. We could get those here, right?
I guess you can, yeah.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
You want us to start?
Yes. Go.
Okay, you're live.
Thank you.
very last day just for a year. You got you to do it, you got me. So much can't you see? Everyone, I want you. I need you. I love you. Yeah. I want you. Love. I want you. Love. Oh, I want you. Love. Oh.
That's the Pandora's Live at WFMU. Wow. Wow. You know, I wasn't exactly sure what to expect because the Pandora's history is long and, you know, not it's not like a gruesome tale, but...
It is kind of a gruesome tale.
It's very colorful.
It's very.
Can you put me up as loud as Karen, please? Mm-hmm. I don't really hear myself at all.
Yeah,
it's gruesome. We had to start playing metal. That was nasty.
Well, I was saying that the group was together from about 1983 to about 1990, and music, especially in L.A., changed so much during that time. And in a little way, that the band followed that a little bit with clothes and everything, and record labels and, you know, logos.
Paula followed that.
But there was, you know, I guess there was probably about 20 people in the Pandoras over time. In fact, and at one point, there was two different bands.
But some of those people were very short-lived.
Right.
This right here, we are the ones that...
We were in probably like
we
years.
Put in our time.
Yeah. Kim and I was 6 years, she was 5 years.
And so we should point out that the band was led by this lady named Paula Pierce, who wrote a lot of great songs.
Great songs.
And died young of an aneurysm.
That was horrible.
Weird thing.
She died on my birthday.
And so you guys have decided to sort of, well, last time Kim was on the program a couple months ago, she told the story about you two going out to lunch and crying.
We cried.
When we first made up again. It was the greatest things. We hadn't spoken 17 years.
Yeah, it was very emotional, and it was in the middle of a restaurant, so we were kind of, I don't like to cry in public, so it was very, very like, oh my God. But I didn't even care, because we were making up again, and it was super cool.
And then here we are. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know whether... What era of the band was
you
gonna,
knew? Come well, on!
I figured
you knew we weren't going to do the crappy stuff, right?
Well, I knew that wouldn't happen. Yeah, I did. Anyway,
you knew.
So has it been fun? I mean, is this? It sounds looks. It looks like fun. The songs are super fun to play.
Do we look like we're having fun?
You
we
do,
do right?
And you guys
we have a great time together.
That's good.
I love these girls. Like, they're my sisters, you know, Karen, Melanie, Hillary.
And so it's great to hear four people singing at the same time, even if it's just screaming or anything. Just anytime any band has four singers.
It's kind of nice.
Awesome, yeah. I heard that you guys recorded some music, but it's not out yet.
Rumor has it.
The band in this room recorded the songs?
Three quarters of this band did, and then the other girl who had to bow out of the tour, she was also on the drums.
Okay.
But it's fine, whatever.
Well, Hillary's doing an awesome job.
She kicks ass.
She's amazing. We love her.
Can I say that on the radio? So I guess I just did.
I had like 6 10-year-old girls at my house yesterday. We had make your own burrito and then make your own ice cream sundae.
Oh my God, you're so lucky.
To celebrate fifth grade first week ending. And one of the girls was saying her parents won't let her read a book because it has the word ass in it.
Whoa, and she said the word ass.
No, she was like,
saying it.
She said the A word.
The A word. Oh, man.
It's just a nickname for a body part.
I let my kids.
It's a word.
I have kids the same age as your daughter.
Read whatever you want to. Anyways, let's not go.
Like porn?
Let's talk about reading and banned books for a half hour. The Pandoras are here. You guys are playing at the Marlin Room at Webster Hall tonight in New York City.
They changed it to the other room, the smaller room.
The studio.
Well, it's all in the same building,
the complex.
Right? Just don't get confused when there's nobody in the Marlin Room.
Well, there's one room that has all kids on ecstasy dancing to trance music, I think.
That's horrifying.
Then there's rock and roll room.
The rock and roll
room. Don't go in the wrong line.
Don't dance on ecstasy. That's right.
And then Sunday at Monty Hall right here, and tickets are available, montyhall.ticketfly.com. The Pandoras, you guys sound great. And,
Thank you.
You know, and it's 100% live. This is what you guys sound like, only less radio speakerish, more big.
No, we sound like radio speakers.
And you get to see us also if you come to the show. Right.
No, this sounds good to me.
Yeah,
it's a great mix in here. Thank you.
There's Glenn. He's, you know, we went to the same high school. Did you guys know that?
Baby Cakes.
Will you guys play a couple more songs, then we'll chat a little bit more?
Okay, let's do it.
Are they short or long songs? They're usually short.
They're all short.
Yeah, they are.
We're not rushed.
Play three songs.
Okay.
I'm
telling
you now.
We only live once.
Don't look at me and say, should we play another? Three.
No, three. All right, you're the man.
I don't want to speak to you again until we hear three songs.
Generation, yeah, we belong to the civilization. We know it's possibility and a livable technology. Come on! see this what I need now. Hey, babe! Come on! Do me the good deed now.
Oh, you want us to do another one? That's right. Okay.
Can you?
I Live My Life. Little one called I Live My Life.
Crazy. All right, that's the Pandoras, folks, and they're playing, like I said, tonight at Webster Hall in some room there. And then Sunday, right here at WFMU's Monty Hall, and get your tickets over at montyhall.ticketfly.com, the Pandoras. And then this new record's coming out where, when?
Where, when? There's a little bidding war going on, actually.
Oh, excuse me.
So, yeah. Ooh. No, I don't mean that braggy, but there's two labels that are back and forth about it. So we're going to figure that out, but we want it to come out before the end of the year.
Okay.
For sure.
Good. Excellent. So you just came back from Europe. What countries were you guys in?
Denmark, Netherlands, Paris, France.
Germany, Switzerland.
Italy.
Spain.
That's crazy
London.
Talk. Wow.
England.
And where has the best backstage food?
I guess Denmark. I was. They wanted to start out on a good
the
note.
Indian food in
oh yeah, Vera, in the Netherlands. The Vera Groningen.
Oh, Vera Groningen is amazing.
That was awesome.
That was in the Netherlands, and it's the best club there. It's been there for like 35 years.
Oh, they have like a weird Dutch Indian like food thing going on.
Yeah, we had Indian food. It was awesome.
Yeah.
They serve it in a wooden shoe.
So if four females. I was thinking about a joke about dykes, but I thought that's probably not a good idea.
D-Y-K.
Yes, of course. Four girls walk into a bar.
Ouch.
100 guys are going to ask them on dates. Four girls play on stage. 5,000 guys or gals are going to ask them on dates.
We got hit up by a lot of dykes, actually.
But, I mean, you know, are any of you guys single?
No.
Oh,
well, we're all married.
Well, that makes it easy.
Yeah, it does. It makes it easy for them, too. They don't have to even try.
Beat it. We're married.
I don't mind people looking down, up and down, up and down, but, I, you know, they don't need to talk to me or anything. It's fine.
You need a t-shirt. Married. Or like John Lennon. Sorry, girls.
The ring is the married thing.
Yeah. Yeah. We need giant rings. Well, I think it sounds really good. What is the, I mean, it's really fun, and it's definitely not exactly the Muffs, you know, it's totally...
Not at all the Muffs. Yeah. It's different. It's like garage music. It's fun and upbeat and raggedy and
melodic
and screamy and... Lots of beautiful keyboards poking through and just getting all over
it. It's interesting. I think it gives you a little opportunity to kind of, like, not be silly exactly, but because it's not your own thing, it kind of, you get to see a different, I don't know, it's like an excuse to, like, just do it something else, you know?
Well, having not written the songs, it's very liberating. And we're doing them pretty verbatim, though. I mean, because I really like the way they are, and I don't want to mess with them too much. Although... We must have satisfied the end because I had a brain fart, but that was only that.
As long as it wasn't an aneurysm. You know?
No, yeah, exactly. Just, we don't want that nonsense.
Just a fart. So very quickly, I know most of you are in a million other bands at least, right? No. Or some other bands. What else are you guys doing besides Pandora's?
I got nothing else going on. This is it for me.
That's Karen talking.
Karen, the bass player. So what do you have a Squaresville job, Karen?
No, I've just been pretty much a stay-at-home mom, and I've played in other bands. I'm a drummer, and I play in little bands here and there in L.A. and
stay-at-home around. Mom's the best job.
It is.
It is, actually.
It's a real job.
It's my job.
Yeah, it's real.
It's a 24/7 job.
People that poo-poo it are idiots.
You think your own burritos is easy? You know,
no, it's not.
To set that up? It's not, folks. And Melanie, what are you doing?
Well, I was a founding member with Kim in the Muffs.
I remember. Your brand new,
years.
Your first record just got re-released with
bonus
tracks.
Super exciting.
Sounds so much better, too. It's remastered.
Yeah,
so.
It sounds amazing. And then after the Muffs, I was in the Leaving Trains for 10 years with Falling James. That was pretty awesome. And then I had two kids, and now I'm doing the Pandora's stuff again.
And Hillary, you have your own thing that you stand in the front for, right?
Yeah, I have a band called Honey Chain where I sing and play guitar. And then Kim's producing our record right now. We're about halfway through. So
we're halfway through, halfway point.
Oh, so celebrity producer.
Yeah, she's
awesome. I love producing Hillary. She has an amazing, catchy songs. They don't leave your head. It's kind of annoying, but it's kind of great.
My husband thinks it's really annoying.
He does?
Yeah, when I practice.
Super great songwriter here.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I played drums with Hillary. I filled in for a little while when they were between drummers as well. So
it's a it really is a family, sort of.
We are a family. We really are.
Awesome. That's so nice. I don't know. It's just something nice about it.
It's nice, and we don't have any agenda. We're just doing this for our own fun, and
for
if
the
you wanna,
right reasons.
Yeah, and if you want to see our show, great. If you don't, who cares? I don't care. I don't really care.
Wow.
Yeah. No. There's no agenda.
I don't care.
Yeah. No. I mean, we're easygoing.
Good. But if you do want to see it tonight at
at
Webster Hall tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. No, don't get me wrong. I want you to come.
But if you don't, we don't
if
care.
If you don't, it's like, I don't.
Oh, and we brought a whole bunch of really cool merchandise from the UK with us.
Super cool. Oh,
super cool t-shirts.
Did they print it up for you over
there? Yeah, we had leftovers.
Yeah.
One of a kind.
So buy them now because they're really extremely heavy and I don't want to go home with them.
No, we don't want to carry them home.
The bag is splitting.
Fair enough.
Or bring us a bag.
We all need a Pandora's t-shirt or something.
There's stickers, all kinds.
Pandora's were sort of famous for their look back in the olden times.
Olden times?
I'm wearing my pajamas now, but that's...
Let me get my cane and my walker out.
Oh, Thomas Edison dressed me.
You all had wooden teeth.
The grand
I think Kim's guitar is being tuned, and then maybe we can hear. We have 7.5 more minutes. So
ooh, cool, because we have 3 more songs.
So increase the tempo. Turn the vocals as up as they can go.
I know. Listen to my voice. I already sound like Peppermint Patty from Charlie Brown.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Peppermint.
Let's start with Caveman, and then the way it
it's convenient, we'll talk.
Okay.
Perfect.
Pandora's, folks.
Let me tell you a story about my best friend. And she loves a caveman, and she did love her. Along came a girl, dressed way out clothes. Pulled her caveman and up her on the ground. Gonna do the so you can mess in woman with my man. You can do it, oh no. Now you gotta lose your
like it, baby.
all talk. And when you're all talking. Hey! You think you're better now, you ever feel you were. Hey! It's okay, you turn up, y'all know you were. Cause baby, you're
folks, that is the Pandoras, and wow, absolutely amazing. Tonight at the Webster Hall, tomorrow, Monty Hall. Get your tickets at montyhall.com, montyhall.ticketfly.com. Becky is filling in for Rex, and then Todd has Ric Flair and Irma Thomas on. It's going to be a great show. Thank you, ladies. So
thank
good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
So
Ric
fun.
Ric Flair, the wrestler?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow. Paula loved him.
Boom.
That's rad.
That's weird. Amazing. Yeah. Cool.
Huge wrestling fan.
Todd is talking to him today, so that you know that's going to be
the
match of the century. Come down to the shows tonight and tomorrow. Buy some Pandora's junk.
Yeah. Hey, wait. It's a really nice junk.
Yeah.
Buy some
high-quality
nice
junk. Folks, it's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County, and WFMU.org. Thanks. I will see you next week.